Welcome to the Quotivation Podcast. Together, we will unlock inspiration one quote at a time. Your host is one of America's top emerging public speakers. He is a former semifinalist in the World Championship of Public Speaking and is an expert motivator. Please welcome Jody Powell.
Welcome to this very special edition of the Quotivation Podcast. Today is Sunday, May 26, 2004, and tomorrow we observe Memorial Day here in the United States. Now, for those of you who may be listening to us around the world that are not familiar with this holiday, it is a solemn day of reflection and gratitude, a time to honor the millions of men and women who have made the ultimate sacrifice in service to our armed forces. Memorial Day is a day of pride and patriotism, of mourning and regret. Regret that we live in a world where war is part of our existence. Yet, despite this harsh reality, these brave individuals chose to stand on the front lines. They chose to be the guardians of our way of life, protecting our country from enemies, both foreign and domestic. Memorial Day honors every soldier who has fallen, every family that has endured the loss of a loved one. It matters not whether the soldier died in wartime or peacetime, abroad or at home. No, their sacrifice has safeguarded the lives of every American. So today, tomorrow, every day, we remember and honor them. So as we move forward here on the Quotivation Podcast, there will be no shot of motivation this week. There will be no last slice of cheesecake. I want to jump straight to our special guest. And normally, our shot of motivation is sponsored by Amy Real. Well, today, Amy sponsors this very special episode. So first, Amy Real, thank you for your loyalty to the show, for being such a supporter of the Quotivation Podcast. And I want to tell you, the listeners, if you want to achieve the American dream of home ownership, you need the right warriors on your side to make it happen. Amy Real from Fairway Mortgage is the real deal in all things mortgage. She can help you achieve that American dream. And don't forget to ask Amy about the cash guarantee program that will make a cash offer to buy your home if it doesn't sell before the allotted time. This removes that pesky contingency to buy situation. So give Amy a call today. Her phone number, 864-310-9337. That's 864-310-9337. You can also email her at her new email address, amy.real, R-E-I-H-L, at Fairway Mortgage. Or, I'm sorry, Amy.real, R-E-I-H-L, at fairwaymc.com. Amy Real, the real deal for all things mortgage. And Amy's NMLS number is 486-620. As always, thanks, Amy.
Welcome to this very special episode of the Quotivation Podcast. We honor those brave, heroic souls who made the ultimate sacrifice in service to our armed forces. This special Memorial Day episode of the Quotivation Podcast is dedicated to the families and friends of these brave soldiers who have been lost too soon. May God bless each of you, and may God bless the United States of America.
All right, let's get to our very special guest this week. Sergeant First Class Alwin Cash was a United States Army senior non-commissioned officer who was awarded the Medal of Honor for heroism in Iraq. He was the first African-American to be awarded the Medal of Honor since the Vietnam War. Cash was born in Sanford, Florida on July 13, 1970, and he was raised in Oviedo, Florida, and attended Oviedo High School, graduating in 1998. Cash enlisted in the United States Army following his high school graduation. As an infantryman, he deployed in support of the 1991 Gulf War. He also deployed to the former Yugoslavia, earning the Kosovo Campaign Medal. Prior to his assignment to 3rd Infantry Division, he deployed once again to Iraq in support of Operation Iraqi Freedom following the 2003 invasion. During his time in service, he also served as a drill sergeant. In addition to the Silver Star and the Medal of Honor, Alwin received other honors as well. On July 19, 2014, a new U.S. Army Reserve Center in Sanford, Florida was named in Cash's honor. On May 11, 2019, the Oviedo Post Office was renamed, also in Cash's honor. And on July 23rd, 2020, Alwin Cash's son, Andrew Cash, graduated one station unit training for infantry soldiers at Fort Moore, Georgia. And on May 20th, 2021, 3rd Infantry Division at Fort Stewart, Georgia, renamed their primary ceremonial grounds from Marne Gardens to Cash Gardens. Located next to the division headquarters, Cash Gardens is utilized by the installation for battalion brigade and division changes of command, as well as other high-profile ceremonies. Normally, I would welcome our guests to the Quotivation Podcast. Today, I honor our guest posthumously and welcome his memory and his spirit to the Quotivation Podcast on this very special Memorial Day episode. I want to honor Sergeant First Class Cash today by retelling his story as best I can and with some help. I did not have the honor of knowing Alwin personally. I only learned of his story a few days ago. See, I already had an episode recorded and ready to publish today. But when I read of Alwin Cash, when I reflected on this day, this holiday we celebrate here in the States called Memorial Day, I couldn't not tell his story. I reached out just this morning to Alwin's sister. Had I been more prepared or planned more diligently, I would have tried to bring on a family member such as her to tell his story. And while I hope I can still do this, I wanted this to hit today, ahead of Memorial Day. Because as many of us prepare to fire up our grills and host outdoor barbecues and spend time welcoming the warm weather in summer, I want us all to take time and reflect on the sacrifice that's been made by so many men and women, millions of whom have given their lives for the cause of freedom. Now, before I go any further, I want to recognize some people that have helped me along the way, although they may not even know that they've helped me, but they have. I want to first recognize the source of much of my information about Alwin Cash, Haley Britsky of Task and Purpose, who is a journalist and who published an article on Alwin Cash on December 14th, 2021. If you check out the episode recap, you'll be able to find a link directly to the article that was written by Haley and posted to taskandpurpose.com. I also want to give a quick shout out to Triple Nickel, who posted Alwin's sister, who hosted Alwin's sister on a podcast. And that's where I heard the quote that Alwin will posthumously share with us today. And I'm sure that this quote will inspire and motivate you to win your week. So I'll link that powerful interview as well in the episode guide found on your podcast service in the comments of YouTube. So check those out to find the links to that great article by Haley and that wonderful interview by Triple Nickel as we honor Alwin Cash today. Now, on with Alwin's story. Alwin joined the United States Army as a supply specialist shortly after graduating from Oviedo High School in Florida. He initially served 2 years in Korea, followed by nearly 3 years at Fort Lewis, Washington. In 1993, he became an infantryman and served another year-long tour in Korea. Cash served as squad leader for 2 years at Fort Hood, Texas, and then another 2 years in Germany. He graduated from drill sergeant school in 1998 and served over 2 years as a drill sergeant at Fort Benning, Georgia. He returned to Europe in February of 2001 as an operations non-commissioned officer for the 19th Battlefield Coordination Detachment, then served in Germany for 2 years as squad leader in the 1st Battalion, 18th Infantry Regiment. Finally, in April of 2004, Cash served as a platoon sergeant in the 3rd Brigade, 3rd Infantry Division at Fort Benning, Georgia. And in 2005, Alwin Cash deployed to Iraq with the 1st Battalion, 15th Infantry Regiment, 3rd Infantry Division. This would be his second tour in Iraq, having served the initial invasion of Iraq in 2003, also previously being deployed to the former Yugoslavia in 1991 during the first Gulf War. Let me just stop right there and say, wow. A young man straight out of high school, raised in poverty, didn't have much. And suddenly he's traveling the world, serving his country. His story is not unique. Many young men and women turn to the military to try to better their lives or to improve the situation they're currently in. They look to the military for guidance, for providing a better life. For some, they look for a way out of the situations they are in. Others join the military out of sense of duty and honor, but ultimately what every single soldier finds is family, a military family, people that have come together under one cause, and that is defending the country that they love and are a part of. To hear the list of places and destinations and deployments and tours, to hear the jobs and the duties that he received during his time in the military is just, it's awe-inspiring. It's incredible. But that's not all that's incredible. It's not just about where he's been, where he's been deployed. It's not about Alwin's jobs. Listen to this. Sergeant First Class Cash, his list of awards are long. In addition to the Medal of Honor that I've already mentioned that was upgraded from the Silver Star, Cash received the Army Commendation Medal with 1 silver and 2 bronze oak leaf clusters, the Army Achievement Medal with 1 silver oak leaf cluster, the Army Good Conduct Medal with 5 knots, the National Defense Service with Bronze Star Device, the Global War on Terrorism Expeditionary Medal, the Global War on Terrorism Service Medal, the Korean Defense Service Medal, the Armed Forces Expeditionary Medal, the Kosovo Campaign Medal, the Armed Forces Service Medal, the Non-Commissioned Officer Professional Development Ribbon, the Army Service Ribbon, the Overseas Service Ribbon, 2 NATO medals, the Drill Sergeant Identification Badge, the Expert Infantryman Badge, the Combat Infantryman Badge, the Parachutist Badge, the Driver Badge, and the Expert Rifle Marksmanship Badge. He was an incredibly accomplished soldier. as our most. But what happened on the night of October 17th, 2005, will literally burn in the memories of the family and friends of Sergeant First Class Alwin Cash. And now, having heard his story and learned more about this man, it is seared in the memory of this podcast host as well. Now, I would try to tell this story, but my words pale in comparison to the article written by Haley Britsky of Task and Purpose. And I'd like to read to you an excerpt of her story that she so eloquently retells. And again, you can find the complete article linked in the episode recap to Task and Purpose, this article from Haley Britsky. On the night of October 17th, 2005, 1st Platoon set out to conduct a route clearance patrol ahead of another convoy coming through the area the next day. The weather was really, really bad, according to then 2nd Lieutenant Leon Matias. There was a dust storm moving past forward operation, moving past forward operating base McKenzie. While the platoon had originally had three Bradley fighting vehicles ready to leave the base, mechanical issues resulted in only two leaving. Now, Mateus, the platoon leader at the time, would typically ride in the first Bradley vehicle of the convoy, but he had just returned from leave. And Sergeant First Class Cash insisted that instead he ride in the lead vehicle instead of Mateus. Because they only drove out with two Bradleys instead of three, they didn't have all of their soldiers they'd planned to bring. But it was supposed to be a relatively simple patrol. They didn't even plan to dismount. It would be a standard drive down to the bridge, make sure the route was clear, hang out for a bit, and drive right back, according to Mateus. The platoon moved out slowly. Gary Mills, the second squad team leader at the time, recalled being in the back of one of the Bradleys, talking with the other soldiers and getting our mind ready into what was going to happen. Then, boom, according to Mills. Cash's Bradley at the front of the convoy hit an improvised explosive device, an IED. Sergeant First Class Douglas Dodge, who was in the vehicle with Cash, said he remembers hearing the very distinct sound of the IED before he was thrown into the ceiling of the vehicle and knocked unconscious. When the Bradley fighting vehicle struck the IED, the fuel cell ignited, immediately engulfing the vehicle and all of the soldiers trapped inside in flames. The explosion severed the cargo hatch opening mechanism, according to the driver, Specialist Darren Howe, who was also knocked unconscious and unable to release the hatch. Dodge said that when he awoke after an unknown period of time, quote, "We were all on fire." Matthias, being in the second Bradley, said he saw Cash and another soldier immediately jump out of their vehicle. Initially, Cash was only slightly injured, according to his Silver Star citation, but he and the other soldiers were drenched with fuel. After Cash helped pull Howe out of the driver's hatch, he immediately ran back to the burning vehicle. Inside, soldiers were screaming and attempting to get out. The first thing Dodge remembers after waking up is the pain from being on fire, which he immediately tried to extinguish as best he could. He heard the other soldiers yelling for help, and he reached into the dark to find some way to open the back hatch, but to no avail. Dodge says, "That's when I saw Sergeant Cash at the back of the Bradley, and I looked at him, And it was very surreal. He had his helmet on, his body armor on, and his boots on, but he didn't have anything else on because it had been burned off of him. The only thing he asked me was, "Where are the boys at?" I just kind of looked at him and looked at the Bradley, and he said, "We've got to get the boys out." And he just instantly started climbing in. As Mateus continued calling back to headquarters to get help, Cash began pulling his soldiers out one by one, despite being on fire himself. In a video interview, Mateus said that as the chaotic situation unfolded, he couldn't tell if the patrol was taking incoming fire. Now, details from that day emerged slowly, and with the new information coming to light, it showed that not only was the patrol on fire from the IED strike, they were in fact caught in an ambush and taking small arms fire. The true impact of what he did that evening was not immediately known because of the chaos of the moment, said Major General Joseph Toludo, one of Cash's commanding officers and an advocate to see his Silver Star citation upgraded to the Medal of Honor. He told that to the Los Angeles Times in December of 2014. Nonetheless, he says, Cash went back over and over again. Mateus said it felt like forever before another team arrived to help. Two helicopters arrived to evacuate the wounded. And even though Cash was the most severely burned, 72% of his body was covered in third and second degree burns. Mills said that he wouldn't stop asking how everyone else was. And when it was finally time for him to be loaded onto the helicopter, Cash refused to be carried. Oh, he was going to walk off that battlefield. And he did. Again, those are the words recounting this story by Haley Britsky of taskandpurpose.com. Once again, to read that entire article, refer to the episode recap to find that link. But imagine 72% of his body suffering second and third degree burns. That night, Alwyn Cash, under the duress of small arms fire and being literally on fire himself, pulled six soldiers and an Iraqi interpreter from the burning carnage of the Bradley vehicle. He'd initially gotten out unscathed, but as a soldier, you leave no man behind. And this man, literally walking through fire to try to rescue and save the lives of those whom were entrusted to him to lead. That is honor. That is duty. That is loyalty. That is love. Love in its purest form. And ladies and gentlemen, that is what Memorial Day is all about. Sergeant First Class Cash loved his men and wanted nothing more than to see his men live to fight another day. A hero, walking off the battlefield, having changed the lives of so many because of his courage. Sergeant First Class Alwyn Cash fought and ultimately paid the highest price, gave his life for those he led. His story now being retold by many, including the doctor who first treated him on site in Iraq, Major Mark Raznaki of the 332nd Expeditionary Medical Group. In a letter home, Major Raznaki says this, I met a hero last night. I did not realize it at the time, but he is the closest thing to a hero that I likely will ever meet. This is a place where the word hero is tossed around day in and day out, so much so that you sometimes lose sight of its true meaning. His story reminded me of it. He was commanding a Bradley fighting vehicle that was struck with a roadside bomb catching fire. The loading ramp jammed, trapped eight inside. The crew was forced to escape through a much smaller hatch in the top of the vehicle. All but one made it out. The medic was left behind, apparently unable to get out. Without concern for his own life, my hero went back into the burning vehicle to retrieve his friends. Six of his buddies came to us with severe burns. He came to us with burns over most of his body, the most severely injured of the group. The surgeons worked for hours on his wounds, and we worked for hours in the intensive care unit to stabilize him for transport. And in the end, damage to his lungs made him too sick to be safely transported by plane to our hospital in Germany, and then on to a burn center in San Antonio, Texas. The ventilators we used for transport simply could not deliver the amount of oxygen he needed. If he stayed here in Iraq, he would have died of his wounds. We simply cannot care for such severe burns here. Only a handful of hospitals back in the U.S. can. Knowing this, our air evac team loaded him into the plane for the six-hour flight to Germany. They had to deliver every breath to him during that flight by squeezing a small bag by hand. More heroes. I do not know yet if he made it to Germany alive or if he will be able to fly on to San Antonio. Those are the words, a portion of a letter sent home, again, by the doctor on hand that saw Sergeant First Class Alwin Cash that first night, that first responder, Major Mark Rasnacki of the 332nd Expeditionary Medical Group. Well, Cash did survive the flight to Germany and another to San Antonio, Texas, along with several others who were severely injured, including second squad leader Gary Mills, who, despite his own injuries and being told that he just wasn't allowed to see Cash, found a way to visit him anyway at the hospital in Texas. He said it was surreal. It was funny. Despite the pain and the injuries that they both had suffered, Alwin Cash still had jokes. He wanted to ensure that all of his men were okay. Sergeant First Class Alwin Cash succumbed to his injuries he received bravely, disregarding his own personal well-being to save his men. On November 8th, 2005, Alwin was in pain no more. To the very end, his sister recalls that he was constantly asking, "How are the boys? How are the guys? Is everyone okay?" His sister also recalls in her interview with Triple Nickel that Alwin lived by a credo that was established, that was ingrained in them by their father. And so today, our quote from Sergeant First Class Alwin Cash is this: "Whatever you do, do it like you are putting your name on it." Alwin's sister, Cassinal Cash White, says this is the lesson that she takes to heart. In fact, when she writes out her name, she writes out her entire name, and said Alwin would do the same. Because if it's something worth doing, then you should be able to put your whole name on it. What a legacy. What a legacy to learn from their father. A legacy to pass on to their children, to their nieces, to their nephews, to the family. And because of Alwyn's story to me and now to all of you, so powerful. I think it's easy for many of us to say things like, oh, we would lay down our lives for our family. Listen, I would die for my kids and for my wife this very minute. If I needed to die so that they would live, then Lord, take me home. Unquestionable. Wouldn't give it a second thought. But as I start to venture outside that circle of those three individuals, my two sons and my wife, my unwavering resolve begins to waver. Listen, I don't know you like that. We aren't family. All these thoughts begin to enter my mind, and I feel convicted. I feel convicted for feeling this way when I hear stories like Alwyn's. I feel convicted because a man I had never met, a man I will never have the opportunity to meet this side of heaven, was brave enough to run through fire and rescue those that were put in his charge. Did that directly impact me? I don't know. Maybe it did. Maybe it didn't. But the sacrifice that Alwyn made that day is just one example of the millions of sacrifices that have been made by those brave men and women who have served our armed forces and have chosen to put their life on the line, not just for their wife, not just for their kids, but for me, for you, for my wife, for my kids, for your spouses, for your kids, for your brothers and sisters, your mother and your father, your aunts and uncles, your cousins, your friends, your community, your state, and your country. These brave men and women laid down their lives so that you and I can grill burgers and hot dogs and eat chips and have fun with friends and celebrate the beginning of summer. Now, I'm not saying that we shouldn't do those things. We absolutely should. That's part of what their sacrifice was for. I feel convicted. Because this man did what he did. I feel convicted because a man that I had also never seen in physical form hung on a cross for me. He didn't have to, but we needed him to, so we did. Alwyn didn't have to run back into that burning Bradley vehicle, but his men needed him to, so he did. His name is on it. He put his name on it, not so his name could be exalted, not to make his name the name of a hero. He put his name on it because that meant he would give everything he was to accomplish what needed to be done. So how can you and how can I take this quote, this amazing legacy from the Cash family, and when you're weak? Well, let me ask you, what are you working on? What are your goals? What projects do you have to complete in your life? I don't think many of us will face the dire situation that Alwyn faced that fateful October night as we go through our week this week. I don't know that we will all be faced with a situation where we're required to put our lives physically on the line for those that we lead, for those that we call brothers or sisters or friends. But the quote doesn't say that when faced with extreme circumstances, whatever you do, do it like you were putting your name on it. No, it doesn't make that caveat. It doesn't footnote that disclosure. Instead, it says, whatever you do, when you write an email, when you have a difficult conversation, when you work on that part of your job that you quite frankly hate to do, when you deal with that annoying coworker, that annoying boss, or the person, that annoying person that you lead, when you make a decision that will quite possibly have ramifications on others that could alter their lives. Whatever you do, do it like you're putting your name on it. We're given so very little when we enter this world. We have a body, organs, a mind. I believe God breathes the breath of life into each of us. And when someone comes along, usually our parents, and gives us a name, that name, though it's not chosen by us, is gifted to us. And our name is our bond, our word, our promise. It's where phrases like "I stake my reputation on it," or "my word is my bond" come from, because your reputation is directly associated with your name. Your word is identified with who you are. So whatever you do, big or small, seen or unseen, professional or personal, for you or for someone else, whatever you do, do it like you're putting your name on it. Because whether you realize it or not, everything you do has your name all over it. So go out and attack your week, your day, your moments with a mentality like that of Sergeant First Class Alwin Cash. And I guarantee you, you will win your week. Just this morning, Alwin Cash was recognized again, this time as part of the Hillsborough County's 27th annual Memorial Day observance ceremony that was held in Tampa, Florida. Sergeant First Class Alwin Cash's plaque will be added to the memorial at Veterans Memorial Park and Rear Admiral Leroy Collins Jr. Veterans Museum. My congratulations and heartfelt gratitude go to him, his family, and all the men and women who served and died ensuring our freedom and liberty. May God bless you. And may God bless the United States of America. I want to thank Amy Real, the real deal in all things mortgage. I want to thank our veterans, our enlisted service men and women, and those who have sacrificed for our country. I want to thank the families that didn't just lose a soldier, they lost a loved one. And I want to thank all of you for listening today to this very special Memorial Day episode of the Quotivation Podcast. Until next time, stay quotivated.